This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michael Lewin, former chief of staff to Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman. He's also a partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick, and he's a longtime Democratic activist and strategist. But it's the role of his former boss, Senator Lieberman, in this health care debate, especially on the Senate side, that's got a lot of attention this week, and we want to get Michael's insights on what Lieberman might be thinking and how this is likely to all play out. And Michael, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, nice to be with you, and happy holidays to you, Greg, and all of your listeners.
Well, thank you. Same to you. And obviously, it's not a real merry time between most rank-and-file Democrats up on Capitol Hill and Joe Lieberman. He made it clear when the first Reid bill was introduced that he wasn't about to vote for a bill that contained the public option. Then it was tweaked to a certain extent, but one of the provisions was allowing folks as young as 55 to buy into Medicare. He says that's not good for the debt long term either. What do you see as Lieberman's goal here? What does he want to see in this bill before he's ready to sign on to it?
Well, you know, I have to say that I think Joe Lieberman's view of a skinnier health care reform bill is exactly what most Americans envisioned when they voted for Barack Obama and a Democratic Congress last year. They want to see real insurance reforms like the ending of lifetime caps and pre-existing condition rules. But they didn't bargain for big government intrusion. They didn't bargain for lots more regulation. And they want to keep their own doctors and dentists. And I think Joe Lieberman has that exactly right. You know, I have also believe that his actions of the last few weeks, he might be single-handedly saving Obama's bacon, and there's no irony there for an Orthodox Jew to save someone's bacon. But you know, think about it. Obama at this point really needs a victory in health care. There is a lot of good things in the bill, and Joe Lieberman's action, I think, allows the Harry Reid and the Democratic leadership to actually get 60 and perhaps even the votes of Olympia Snow and Susan Collins. So I think he's doing the Democrats and President Obama a real favor here by taking the bullet from the left wing and articulating in a very clear way what most Americans really want here. By being an independent voice in the United States Senate, he doesn't have to kowtow to the left or to party orthodoxy. And as a result, I think we're going to have a better health care reform bill at the end of the day.
And Michael, do you think that the White House perceives what you just said there, that Lieberman could be actually working on their long-term behalf here? Because the president didn't go out and browbeat Lieberman. He told Harry Reid, go make a deal with him and get this done.
Well, I think I don't know what the White House thinks, but when you hear go make a deal with them, I think that suggests that they understand that they need a victory, and Lieberman is a key to that victory. But it's just not signing legislation. It'll be signing legislation that most Americans think will actually impact their life positively. And by throwing over some of the things that Americans really didn't like, the public option, government-run health care, a very expensive expansion of Medicare at exactly the wrong time in our economic history, you're going to have a better bill. And my guess is there are thoughtful people inside the White House, as there are inside the Democratic caucus in the United States Senate, that are actually saying, thank you, Joe Lieberman, for doing what you're doing. We're not going to do it, but we're very grateful that you're doing it.
Michael, you spent a lot of years on the Hill, some in the House, some in the Senate, and there are those who are looking at this situation and the watering down is one term for it, but as you put it, slimming down the health care bill in the Senate may not end up that way. What they're thinking is that since it takes 60 votes to move this along, they're going to water it down, but when it goes to conference, it'll come back full-throated like the House bill, and then Lieberman and others like him won't have the power to do anything about it.
Yeah.
How does it generally work on the Hill? Do those in the conferences come back with what they really want, or do they usually honor the deal that put them in that position to begin with?
Well, there's no easy answer to that because it happens all sorts of different ways for different pieces of legislation. But on this particular bill, remember, a conference report will also need the same 60 votes in the United States Senate. It's not a majority vote. It's a supermajority. My sense is there really won't be a conference where House members and senators sit down and work out the differences. If the Senate passes a bill, a slimmed-down Lieberman version, if you will, and Obama signals he'll sign it, I see no reason that the House of Representatives won't have to sort of swallow that bitter pill, pass the Senate legislation, use that that as the conference document, and it will get 60, 61, or 62 votes at the end of the day. Yes, it will be a slimmed-down bill, but it'll be a better bill. And frankly, those on the left and those on the right could spend the next many years looking at the bill, making it better, making improvements, taking things out, adding some things. But at least the fundamental insurance reforms that most Americans want will be put into effect in the very near future. And that's a great victory, not just for Barack Obama, but for the American people.
There are some reports out today, Michael, and I'm sure you've seen them, that as recently as a few months ago, Senator Lieberman seemed okay with an earlier buy-in to Medicare. And they're saying now that the spotlight's on this bill, he's changed his opinion, and they're trying to figure out why that is. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I don't know a lot about that. I've heard that. I'm not sure that was his previous opinion. My guess is, upon reflection, Senator Lieberman realized how very expensive it would be to add an entire class of people, the baby boomers, if you will, those 55 to 64 years old, to Medicare, probably capturing the sickest of those in that group, and it would be an enormous expense to our, sort of our current budget deficit in our long-term national debt. And my guess is, upon giving this a second read and a second thought, he came to the conclusion that this was not the time to expand Medicare.
Michael, obviously we saw the original Reid bill come out a couple weeks ago, and like the House bill, it's a couple thousand pages. Some folks are wondering why this needs to be done in the Senate before Christmas. That seems to them like an arbitrary deadline. Drawing on your Hill experience once again, what's the significance of getting at least the Senate portion done before the end of the year?
Peace on earth. we really need to get this over with so we can move on to all the other urgent matters that that impact our country, whether it's a jobs program or energy legislation or financial reform. Healthcare has been on the national agenda now for many years. It's been in the forefront for the last year. The time for debate is nearing an end. The time for voting has come. And as I have suggested, there will be time in the future to review, to reflect, and to make changes to the legislation that I think we're going to pass this year. It is, by and large, a pretty good piece of legislation. It has just, as most legislation does as it goes through the system, it grows in crazy ways. And Lieberman and others, I think, are trying to shed some of the pounds on this overweight bill right now. And so hopefully we'll pass something that's physically fit as well as fiscally fit for the American people.
And so just to reiterate, you believe that the final piece of legislation will look like what Joe Lieberman wants?
I do. I do. And I actually think it's exactly what a lot of other moderate Democrats want, and probably a good number of Republicans as well. And I think it reflects quite nicely the general consensus of the American people. They want insurance reforms. They want to be able to keep their own doctor. And they want to at least put a halt to the extraordinary rising costs affiliated with health care these days.
Michael, we'll keep watching. Thanks as always for your time. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Greg.
Michael Lewin, longtime Democratic strategist and analyst. He's a former chief of staff to Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, partner now in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.